good.
All right. All right. I guess let's do this. Hello and welcome to Know It's Podcast. I'm one of your hosts, Dave.
And I'm the other one, Will.
And we're here with Raina.
Hi.
And we're going to be talking about a lot of the new stuff that's out right now, new news. We're going to be talking about Captain Marvel, non-spoilers, because Will hasn't seen it here. Mm-hmm. We'll be talking about some of the other things, primarily a lot of Disney-related stuff with their new streaming service, a lot of the news that's coming out. I'm gonna do that again. Not the whole thing again, obviously. We're going to be talking about a bunch of the new Disney news coming out with their Plus service. Some things regarding video games and Xbox, being that they just announced a whole bunch of stuff. Mm-hmm. And I guess we'll get into it.
Yeah.
And then we have room tone real quick for another minute. That's good.
Cool.
So you haven't seen... When are you going to see Captain Marvel?
I'm hoping for Sunday.
Sunday?
Yeah, hoping.
Yeah, I have many thoughts about Captain Marvel. I'm not going to... We're not going to do any spoilers, so don't worry. I'm not going to spoil anything for you.
Yeah. Because I actually had I had a fan of ours say, what's going to happen when Dave spoils it for you?
No. Well, the one thing I will say is that, you know how in our first episode we were talking about how Captain Marvel can time travel? Mm-hmm. That was not alluded to.
Cool.
So, I could see how they might go in that direction if it does wind up being a true thing in the end game, mm-hmm. but they make no mention of it in the film.
So having been the one of us that have seen it, what were your thoughts of the movie? And no spoilers.
Well, let's give Raina a chance to talk first before I get into my little heavy thing. What do you think? What did you enjoy about it? What might you not have enjoyed about it?
I think that as a standalone Marvel movie for a character, I really enjoyed it probably the most out of any movie that I've seen.
What? Oh, yeah. Really? Oh, yeah, including First Avenger and all
not
that?
Not standalone. Like, just being like one sole character. Like, if you were looking
like
at Thor.
Like Doctor Strange?
Yeah.
I like Doctor Strange better, I think, but...
That as a woman watching all these amazing movies coming out and seeing a lot more representation of female characters in comic books, like way back, and I think this is something that I mentioned to you after we left the theaters, was that when I worked at a comic book store, I actually didn't really hear anything talked about with Captain Marvel a lot of the times. It wasn't one of the big people to talk about in regards to like women characters when I was working there. And so kind of seeing it on film, it was something that I think I got really excited about, that a bunch of little girls in the future are going to have Captain Marvel to look up to, along with many other female characters.
Sorry, you're gonna have to do that again real quick. I think we're getting a laptop fan or something. Because you could hear it too, right? Mm-hmm. Now it's way better.
Way better.
Way better. Reiterate what you were talking about with strong female characters and in the comic scene. Go ahead. Sorry.
Like from like beginning?
Yes.
Okay. So as someone that used to work in the comic book industry, working in a comic book shop for 4 years, I didn't really hear a lot about Captain Marvel at that time. And so... In general, something that I've been really excited to be seeing is a lot of representation of really strong female characters out in the movie world, especially in superhero-related movies. So for me, seeing like movies like Wonder Woman and Captain Marvel being done so well and so approachable makes me really excited for a lot of little girls in the future to be having someone to look up to, for sure.
So it resonated with you more because of the subject matter, because it was a main female character.
Would you say that it was, from what everybody is complaining about, and not everybody, but the majority of people are complaining about, not majority, a small majority of people are complaining about, was it overtly feminist?
I don't think there's necessarily anything wrong with the idea of something being overtly feminist.
Not at all.
And if someone has an issue with that, I'm a little bit confused because the whole idea is the level of equality that feminism stands for, mm-hmm. rather than it being like women are better than men. That's never a standpoint. If someone is saying the term of it being overtly feminist, mm-hmm. it's usually when they think that it's being like women are stronger than men. And I don't think that's an instance here at all.
I don't think that it did anything overtly like crazy. I think that's really blown out of proportion.
Yeah.
My biggest problem with the film was the writing. I think they didn't do the writing justice. They definitely crammed a lot of things into one kind of storyline, and it was fairly predictable. That doesn't make it bad. Mm-hmm. It was a ton of fun. There are some things, maybe next time when you see it, when we talk about it on the Drunk Cast, because next time, feel free to tune in. We're going to be having our pre-St. Paddy's Day podcast. And we'll be able to probably talk at length, unless Julian hasn't seen it. So maybe we'll have to make him go and see it, because it's going to be me, you, Raina, if she's around, Julian, and then Mike Sulik of the Fireside Podcast, if you wanted to look that up. Also, before we go any further with it, feel free to follow us on social media at Noah's the Podcast. But back to Captain Marvel. Yeah, no, it was fun. It was good. I think that it leaned pretty heavily on the 90s nostalgia, and not just nostalgia, but the way that movies were shot in the 90s.
Okay.
It honestly kind of brings you back.
Nice.
And the first half was kind of very slow to start. They did a lot of character
development
with it. Yeah, you're right. And then they cranked it up to 11, like toward the end. Lower the gain?
No, come closer. Because you got super low.
That's all right. That. Yeah, I'll come closer, my bad. But it was fun. No, definitely enjoyable. I think that people that are skipping it because of political reasons or their own bias or thinking that it's too feminist or whatever are stupid as hell.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to hear from you guys, was that I'm going to see the movie regardless. I'm super excited for it.
And
I just know that there's many people that let, you know, like you said, the politics get in the way of it, and they were like, oh, well, you know, they're standing on this movie being a driving force for feminism and stuff. And I was like, it's look at it. If you're not into that for some reason, then just look at it as a comic book movie.
Yeah.
Just don't see that as a bad thing.
No, absolutely not. It's still not a bad thing. But
I think it has bad connotations because of political reasons and people thinking that feminism and that... We're not a socio-political podcast. We don't even really need to talk about it. But it's just that people are ignorant.
But at the same time, you'll go see an Iron Man movie and you don't, that's not even a conversation had.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't even come up, the idea of being like, oh, this is a strong male character that we're about to see.
Because that's
like,
every character. Because
who cares?
Yeah.
Exactly.
So why would you care?
Yeah, people that are bitching about it are stupid.
I agree.
I don't like it. And even some of our friends, I'm not too happy with what I've been witnessing in group chats. Just like, yo, fucking stop.
Yeah.
Anyway. That's it for our Captain Marvel. I thought it was a good movie. Go see it. It's cool.
Living for Goose.
Goose the cat, Goose the Flurkin was amazing, and you know, they played him up a bit, but it was worth it. Awesome. He had some cool moments.
Yeah, hopefully I'll be there this weekend.
You want to pick the next topic?
We'll stick with comics and comic book movies related. That Idris Elba will be replacing
Smith
in Suicide Squad.
That's their main choice. I'm not sure if it's been confirmed just yet.
Mm-hmm.
I think that James Gunn is looking to replace the whole roster from Suicide Squad, which it's James Gunn in Suicide Squad 2. Now he is the director.
I'm not mad at them just like being like Suicide Squad 1 never happened.
Yeah.
I'm okay.
They're thinking about doing that.
I wouldn't be surprised now that they have somebody like look what James Gunn did with Guardians. Like, wouldn't you want him to get a clean slate?
I would definitely be super into that. Mm-hmm. Mainly because I feel like Suicide Squad 1 was the Harley and Deadshot, like, whole movie with really aggressive music that I found was uncomfortable. And so it'd be great to just see it kind of done well, because based on the comic books, like, Suicide Squad is really good, and they could have done a lot better of a job with it.
That movie. So much for the, you know, almost every DC movie can be said that they could have did a way better job.
I think that I think that Harley and Amanda Waller, the two characters, were really good. And if they replace them, I'm actually going to be a little sad because they did great jobs.
Margot Robbie was roles. A great Harley.
Yeah, she was amazing.
Is she not? Well, I know that. Didn't they say that either Margot Robbie or just Harley Quinn won't be in this next one?
It's possible. Yeah, it's I all up in I the saw air, something I think. About that. My big qualm, I guess, with Will Smith being taken out is it delves into a larger problem with these really highbrow actors going into comic book movies and then not caring about them afterwards and being like, nah, I'm not going to do the next one. Mm-hmm. Like, Will Smith needs the money, you know, for anything. So he doesn't matter to him. And I feel like signing on big names like that are always going to be a risk. Mm-hmm. That's unfortunate because I'm a fan of comic book movies, and I'm a fan of continuity and them keeping continuity as best they can. You know, Marvel has 10 years of movies, so the continuity is a little wonky, but it's pretty solid. Mm-hmm. You know, they've changed, what, two people maybe? I forget.
Rhodey, Hulk.
Rhodey and Hulk, yeah. That's true.
But were you mad at Hulk?
I liked him, kind of, but Hulk and Avengers.
Yeah.
Is the quintessential Hulk.
Love Mark Ruffalo's Hulk, don't get me wrong. However, Ed Norton's Bruce Banner and Hulk, that the Incredible Hulk was fantastic. And
it was pretty good.
I believe the reason why they switched it was, why they ended up switching him was because they wouldn't give him the writing credit on the movie.
No, it's, well, kind of. Yeah, they wouldn't let him change the story.
Yeah.
He wanted a say in what the characters did, and Marvel was like, this is our multi-billion-dollar franchise, so you can just kick rocks.
Yeah, but I mean, it worked out in the long run. But I mean, that was, you know, I mean, Terrence Howard not being Rhodey wasn't a big deal.
It
worked out way better.
Yeah,
and but that was the only two.
To keep going on comic stuff, we actually got a chance to finish Punisher, and Punisher and Jessica Jones are now officially canceled.
Yes, we knew it was happening.
Everyone knew
it was coming.
And we're going to get into this on the Disney streaming service kind of stuff, but in the streaming service, skipping ahead a little bit, there will be no R-rated material on the Disney streaming service.
That's surprising.
They're going to keep all that to Hulu.
That's not the Disney way.
Well, it kind of is, because Disney is what?
The mouse rules all, and everything is PG-13 and below.
Deadpool. I mean, like, what? Because they're gonna have Fox Searchlight now. They had Miramax, I think, was a Disney a Disney studio.
Yeah.
Like, Disney has always put out movies, even in the '90s, that have been more adult themed, but it's been under a different banner, under a different logo.
Yeah.
So, I don't know, because they're gonna have Deadpool. You know, they're gonna do something with that. That's a billion-dollar franchise. Then for them to just tell it.
That they wanted. I think it might have been Kevin Feige. I could be wrong, but he said he kind of wants to do. Deadpool will be replacing, like, Stan Lee almost with having a cameo in every movie.
Oh my god! Yeah. Well, I hope he doesn't replace.
No. Not so. Like, I could be wrong. Not so much replacing Stan Lee. However, they want to have Deadpool appear in every Marvel movie.
Yeah.
Which I would love. That would be great. My God, whether if it was just like a Where's Waldo kind of thing, or if it was just like...
Even if it was like action in sequence. A bathroom scene, and you just heard a flush, and you look down, and his feet are there, and he's like, get out of here. Like, any 2 seconds of him just... I'm sure Ryan Reynolds will do ADR for nothing. He won't even care. He'll probably be happy about it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm excited to continue to go on comic book movies about... Morbius, about them kind of leaning into the Spider-Man characters, despite the fact that I did not like Venom as much as you did.
Really?
No.
And we didn't talk about either. That.
I didn't finish it.
No, you didn't?
No.
I thought we finished together.
No.
Oh.
I just couldn't.
Oh. Yeah, maybe not.
Yeah.
I can't wait till we get the arm. It's going to be great.
I for what Venom was, I went into it just totally disconnected, had a feeling it was going to be awful, and I thoroughly enjoyed it.
Yeah.
I did. Would you guys agree Michelle Williams was the worst part?
Oh, no, she was
atrocious. Was it a wig? Was it, what was, with that hairline, it was hard to, like, not look at it and have it just glaring in your face. And you're like, is she moving her face or I just see a wig?
And the scene when she, when Venom is on the roof.
Yeah.
And then he ends up fighting all those guards and she just walks in there.
Yeah.
Come on.
Oh, my God.
Come on.
See, we haven't gotten to that part.
There was actually a scene like that in Captain Marvel, which you'll know. We're seemingly a room full of people that was just dispatched, and then like two others walk in, and like, where did they come from? It's in the scene. You might catch it or not.
All right.
But I was like, oh, were they there the whole time? Maybe I just didn't catch it. Maybe I wasn't paying attention.
Well, back to like, I mean, I don't know a lot about Morbius. I know he's a vampire.
Yeah. Did you not watch the Spider-Man animated series?
I just don't remember. I did. I just don't remember. I remember seeing Morbius in the show. I just don't.
Did you watch it?
About it?
The Spider-Man animated series when you were a kid?
The best
intro. I feel like ever. I was more into the X-Men series at that point.
And Power Rangers.
I retract what I said before. That had the best intro music.
Yeah. So I'm just saying, that was where I was at. Not a lot of Spider-Man in my life.
Morbius was a big part of the storyline where Spider-Man became like Man-Spider.
Man-Spider, yeah.
And that was my favorite thing, where like he started growing extra legs, and then like the vampire was trying to track him down, and all this type of stuff.
Yeah.
I could be wrong; it could be blending episodes. It's been a while, to be honest. Mm-hmm. But I remember Morbius in the animated series, not so much in the comics. But Jared Leto, I would be more excited to see him play Morbius than I would to see him play Joker again.
Yeah, Jared Leto is a fantastic actor. He's one of my favorites. He's got a very wide range, and I'm looking forward to seeing what he can do with the character, and maybe have something, you know, with the success of Venom, maybe they can have something a little bit more like reeled in, something that he can actually focus on rather than something that was like how Suicide Squad was, where it was kind of all over the place, where now he can actually have like a guiding light almost, you know what I mean?
So maybe do that when we're not talking.
Sorry.
It's okay.
Yeah, if you need to move, dude.
Okay, my legs hurt.
But yeah, you need to be comfortable in this position for at least an hour.
Okay.
We're not gonna leave this.
No, I'm gonna edit. I'm probably gonna edit it out. All right, let's go into, because you're a wrestling fan, aren't you?
I was
with Zach.
I know Zach was.
Our friend Zach was a big wrestling fan.
I was back in the day. The Attitude Era of WWE.
Let's talk about the biopics in what's going on with biopics, with Bohemian Rhapsody doing pretty well, with Chris Hemsworth possibly going to be playing
Hulk Hogan
in a biopic, and then with Rocket Man also.
Very, very excited for Rocket Man.
You are?
Yes, because, I mean, I don't know if you've seen the videos of Taron Egerton.
Yeah.
Singing.
Yeah, no, we watched the
Dancer
trailer.
With Elton John playing piano.
Oh,
that was
no.
Yeah, there was at some event. It was at the some event that that they were at, and Elton John played Tiny Dancer on the piano, but Taron Egerton sang the lead on it. It was fantastic.
Awesome.
He actually, and that's why, like, I mean, Rami Malek didn't actually sing in Bohemian Rhapsody.
No,
however, in Rocket Man, Taron Egerton is actually singing.
The music?
Elton John. Yes, he will be singing all the music numbers.
All of it?
Yes.
Ooh.
Yes.
I like that.
Yes, it's very like when I heard that he actually was singing, I got infinitely more excited for that than I did for Bohemian Rhapsody.
I mean, no one could replicate his voice in
Absolutely
Bohemian
not.
Rhapsody.
Absolutely not.
That's impossible.
Well, I mean, that wasn't Freddie Mercury singing. That was actually another singer. So that guy was actually pretty good.
Oh wait, are you serious? In
yes.
the soundtrack, it wasn't his music.
In the movie, when they were singing, that was somebody else.
Was it the guy who did it at the Oscars? Did you watch the Oscars?
I did not know. No, I had to sleep. I work overnight.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was asleep.
Well, you could have caught it. It's online places, but yeah, it's never as good as it is.
No.
I actually didn't like the host list. Everyone's was raving about it and being like, "Oh, host list was great," and it was pretty good and it was pretty quick, but there was a little bit less of a sparkle. Like, it felt a little bit less important.
Just have Billy Crystal do it every year until he dies.
Oh,
Well, they
what? I'm being honest. Like, he's getting older, but like, he's not that old. But just, he's a fantastic host. He never Better gets Chris complaints. Dolan. Just let him keep coming. Just let him do it.
What's Steve Martin would be really great too.
Yeah.
I just the both of them have Steve Martin. But who came out of the Oscars in the beginning? It was Tina Fey, Amy Poehler, and the girl from Away We Go.
Oh.
I forget her name right now. She's in a bunch of stuff. They could host it. They'd be really great hosts. And they came and they started the whole Oscars. And I was like, just get them out here to do the whole thing because well, they were awesome. Well,
they did the whole bit about how they're like, if we hosted Oscars, this is what we would be doing.
Yeah.
And I was like, I would watch that.
Yeah.
I'm here for this. Come back next year, please. Hmm.
Did you get a chance to watch some, well, going forward or going on, moving on? To be fair, anyway.
To be fair.
Moving on. Did you get a chance to watch the Brightburn trailer while you were here at all?
Yes.
Yeah. What did you think?
Wow.
Right?
Yeah. If anybody hasn't seen it, please watch the trailer for Brightburn.
The second trailer and the first trailer, if you want to.
It's a very different take on Superman.
It's a Superman was evil.
Yes, and it's pretty fantastic. Like, wow.
I was shook.
Yeah.
I was like,
seriously.
Yes.
Like, I hate, you know that, I hate Superman. I cannot stand Superman.
Okay.
I want to see this movie.
Yeah.
Like, wow, do I want to see this movie.
That, the symbol, the two bees that he puts everywhere, it reminds me so much of the anime, with Guts.
What?
The symbol on the neck of, Guts is the name of the main character. The one with this as well. I forget the name of the anime right now. God. Things like that always elude me at the worst times. Where's my phone?
I was just like, there's a lot of anime with Guts in to be honest.
The main character's name is Guts. It's the one that I always talk about.
The Megalobox?
No. God, if you are an anime fan, know what Guts is.
Well, I'm not, so
from
I don't
Berserk,
know.
Yeah. No, the symbol that they have on the neck is the same thing as the Brightburn one. So it was like, oh, that's kind of cool.
Listen, Berserk is in a genre of anime that I do not watch. It just bores me a lot.
Why? The first movie of it is like Game of Thrones. It's awesome.
Listen, live your truth.
Have you ever? Well, you never watched it, so you just.
I tried reading it, and I think that maybe reading it in manga format was just. I'm really into certain aesthetics when I'm reading either comic books or any type of manga, and so it wasn't really in my wheelhouse of what I could enjoy and read through.
Yeah, the animated actual films are beautifully animated, and they're really, really awesome. I think they're on Netflix, or at least one of them is on Netflix, but it's super gory, NC-17 type Game of Thrones fantasy stuff, and it winds up turning into like demons and shit, and gets all anime and crazy.
You're gonna make me watch it, aren't you?
No. Like, I could get you to sit down and watch it. Oh yeah, the Halo thing. But no, what about the now? Let's keep going on trailers.
Okay.
Because the Hellboy 2 trailer was out, the Shazam 2 trailer is out, and the Detective Pikachu trailer 2 is out.
So let's go. Balls deep into Hellboy 2.
Hellboy, okay. You want to do Hellboy first?
Yeah, because when I first saw the first, I mean, I'm a huge Ron Perlman fan, and the first two were fantastic.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Then the trailer came out with
David Harbour.
He is playing Hellboy, and the first trailer, not going to lie, was not impressed at all. I was like, and they ruined Hellboy.
They ruined it. I was just like,
Then the second trailer came out and just destroyed the first trailer. Made it look, you know, the first trailer doesn't exist anymore. And then that between everything we saw from him actually in hell to the music of, did you catch that was an orchestral version of Smoke on the Water?
No.
Yeah. That really kind of set the trailer off.
Really?
But him riding on the back of an undead dragon with the sword.
Oh, yeah,
in hand,
at the end.
Yeah.
What do you think about the Hellboy? Because you watched the trailer as well.
So, I really love Ron Perlman as Hellboy. Yeah. Like, that was something that, before I even, like, picked up any of the comics, I was, like, super into this. But I will say, after watching the second trailer, that it almost fits more to the comic book and graphic novels that I've seen and kind of read through. So I kind of really enjoyed that aspect of it, especially Hellboy 2, where it started to get a little bit more dark and macabre. Yeah. Like, I'm really into how that was going. I think they're going to do a lot of justice to this character in this round.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think that they definitely were, they wanted to shift it more towards the graphic novel versus making it something of their own. I mean, we'll never know what Guillermo del Toro's vision of the third movie was, but I think he was on the right path in bringing it down with help with the Golden Army. He was going to bring it down the path of the graphic novel. But where they're going with the new one, I think you're right. I think they're definitely going to bring it more true to the graphic novel versus the first Hellboy film.
Well, Guillermo can put out anything, and I'd watch it.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's one of the few directors that I will watch everything.
Yes.
I have, like, a list. I think it's Guillermo, Denis Villeneuve, David Fincher, Christopher Nolan. Anything those guys put out, I will watch in an instant. Yep. I don't even care what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Even Aaron Sorkin, but he's more of a writer.
Yeah, he's yeah.
He did put out Molly's Game and direct Molly's Game, and that movie was great. Mm-hmm. It was a really, really good
movie. Look at the stuff he writes, though. When he wrote Social Network.
And The Newsroom, and whatnot for HBO, and West Wing. He wrote all of West Wing as well. But going back to the Hellboy trailer, I've heard it compared to the Guillermo's run of Hellboy has been kind of where Hellboy started out,
mm-hmm.
and kind of more, I don't want to say kid friendly, but it was a little bit lighter of a tone, and Hellboy was like a new Hellboy, and with this new one with David Harbour, it's almost like Hellboy is a seasoned veteran, has been doing this like for a while, and is almost tired of doing it,
mm-hmm.
and it's leaning on the kind of end of the run of Mignola series, but I think that they are trying to do the Mignola series justice, as where Guillermo's was more trying to do the series as an adaptation.
He wanted to do like an adaptation.
Yeah, I guess.
Like, he had source material and then he was just going to breathe his own life into it.
I think so, pretty much. So, I mean, I think it's alright. I don't like the way his horns go like out. His horns like go, they veer out instead of the, in Hellboy 1, they went like kind of up.
Yeah, they went like straight.
And this one, they're like, it's almost like creating a heart shape above his head.
Let him live that lovely life. That and lovely, have a heart shape. It's very anime.
Yeah.
Kawaii.
Yeah. Kawaii Hellboy.
Shazam 2. Or Shazam, the trailer, second trailer for Shazam.
Yeah.
So, again, another character I don't know anything about.
Have you watched the trailers?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. The first trailer, I mean, it looks like it's going to be fun. The second trailer, it looks good. It looks pretty good. I'm not going to lie.
I mean, they didn't really talk about his name was originally Captain Marvel, I think.
Yes, he was the original Captain Marvel.
Yes.
And they didn't really talk about him in the same sentence as Superman, but he is just as powerful as Superman. When this just happens to be that he is a 15-year-old boy and also can conduct electricity, I guess. Mm-hmm. But I'm definitely also going to be one of the people going into a blind. You've read a lot of DC comics when in your day. Have you read
these? Well, the main thing that I would say is that when I read them, I did not read Superman. Nobody should. I did not read Shazam, just because they fell into the same category of the super overpowered dudes that,
white male powers.
That I eventually, it's kind of the reasons why I started to stop reading any comics. Type of superhero comics and started focusing more on anthologies and, like, more...
fantasy,
saga. So, because I just got bored with it, like, cool. Shoots lasers out of his eyes. Everyone can.
Yeah, I guess.
How many times have they died? Everyone has.
Everyone has, right.
Everyone. Oh, my God. I just want to watch Death and Return of Superman again. If you are a comic book fan, go to YouTube and watch. It's about 18 minutes long. It has, like, Elijah Wood, Mandy Moore, all these characters in it.
Oh, I forgot about that.
And it's just called The Death and Return of Superman.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my God. Even if you have to pause the podcast, watch it and come back. It's so good.
Yes, it is.
It's one of my favorite videos on YouTube in general of all time.
I think I quote it all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she, I, we've gotten her to be like, no, it's a thing to coworkers at work. And she just does it now. And I'm like, oh, what have we done?
Yeah. So now I catch myself almost saying it to him. And he's like, if you start this in this household. Yeah.
you don't want to cause that level of strife with your marriage, I don't think.
But to wrap it up, I think Shazam actually does look really good.
Oh yeah, I think it looks great.
I think I haven't seen Aquaman, I haven't seen Wonder Woman yet.
But what? Wonder Woman was amazing. Aquaman, we still need to see.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. Oh my god.
I will get to it. I have a list.
Yeah.
But
you
I have a long list. I do. And let's go busy. Into Detective Pikachu.
The last trailer that we can talk about.
The second trailer for Detective Pikachu looks way better than the first one did. The first one was great.
The first one looks great.
Fantastic. The first trailer was great. And this one just really, you know, sets the tone for what the movie's going to be. We got to see more Pokemon acting, you know, interacting with the world. You know, the Machamp directing traffic, the Growlithe running around in the background.
How Pokemon act in a big city setting.
Yes, yes.
Intermingled with human companions instead of them being treated like pets.
Yes.
Which was cool, I thought.
I like that.
To have them integrated as part of the society because they exist and they're crazy powerful. If you have a Machamp, you're gonna put that Machamp to work, make him a bouncer at a bar, you know? Yeah,
right.
Dude's huge and has four arms.
Yeah. I was excited the first time I saw the trailer and for the first one, and then the second one came out and I'm infinitely more excited for this movie.
We can also talk about Pokemon Sword and Shield. We'll get to that right after this, but what did you think of the Pokemon trailers? Or because we haven't gotten a lot of your opinions on things. This is the first episode that you're on. So what would you like to talk about as regarding your thoughts on the Pokemon stuff?
I mean, I'm pretty much like bet Detective Pikachu is probably going to be one of my favorite movies of 2019.
Yeah, I agree with you. Easily.
They had me at, there's a Pikachu that's a detective. Like, that's all I needed. Everything else is just, like, gravy to me.
Well, that's the game, too. The Detective Pikachu game.
I know.
You should get the game. Play the game. We have the S's.
I have the Amiibo.
Do you? Of Detective Pikachu?
Yeah. I will say the only thing that might make it a little bit, I mean, I don't get me wrong, I love Ryan Reynolds. Danny DeVito voicing Pikachu would be really funny.
Oh, no.
Come on.
No.
Well, I think that Danny DeVito is a little played out. Like, similar to the baby and Who Framed Roger Rabbit. You know, that whole trope of a cute thing being played by a raspy, you know, voice. I think it's a little played out. And Ryan Reynolds is a great
guy. Just think Frank from Always Sunny.
Yeah, but it would be fun. Pikachu's
body.
I like the sassiness that Ryan Reynolds can bring to it. Like, I like that in Pikachu.
No, I do. I think they casted Pikachu perfectly. And I think Ryan Reynolds would do great with it.
And Mewtwo, too.
I was just going to say, I'm really curious to see
if Mewtwo is in there.
No, it was in the trailer. I mean, we're talking about the trailer.
Yeah, I mean,
we're
trying spoilers, to do. I'm not going to say
anything. We didn't do any spoilers for Captain Marvel. We can talk about a trailer that's readily available. Yeah. The Mewtwo is in the trailer. Sorry, I already said it.
I like the way Mewtwo looks. We got to see it for maybe 2 seconds.
Yeah, a second.
Yeah, and he looks great.
He looks good.
But we have no idea what he's there for.
You think he's going to talk?
As long as it's through like in your, like hearing it in your mind and not actually speaking, fine.
I think I like that. I'm curious. Oh, yeah.
I don't know how I'd feel if Mewtwo started, like, speaking.
I like it. Like, in the original, the first Pokemon movie, he spoke in your mind. Yeah.
I think I screamed when we were watching the trailer for the first time. I was like, oh, it's Mewtwo.
I mean, in the movie, the whole thing is going to be that the Pikachu can hear what Pokemon are saying. And the main character is going to hear whatever Pikachu can say.
Right.
But I think there will be times when we the audience will be viewing the world through Pikachu's eyes, and we're going to hear like Bulbasaur be like, "What are you doing? Get out of the way!" You know, like
that would be cool.
We're going to hear that, so we might hear Mewtwo talk through Pikachu, but we also don't know why this kid is the only one that can hear Pikachu. Why is he special, or why is this Pikachu special? And are we even going to find that out in the movie?
It's called writing. You can do whatever you want.
Yeah, that's true. Pokemon don't exist. So they can do whatever the fuck they want.
Yeah.
Sorry.
God, I'm going to watch that again. What did you think of the games announced? So Pokemon Sword and Shield this year are coming out for Nintendo Switch, full open world. Did you watch the trailer? I know you probably watched the trailer.
Of course I watched the trailer.
You made me watch the trailer.
I made her watch the trailer. Okay.
How did you forget? You guys,
you're married. I make her watch a million trailers because she wouldn't watch them
day.
All the time. Yeah, I'm like, yo, did you see this new thing?
I like that it's taking place. I guess it's going to be based off of like what, Europe? Not Europe, but like England.
Well, oh, Big Ben, yeah, with the setting. But I think it's multiple settings. I think that one city is going to be based off of Big Ben and London and whatnot. Mm-hmm. But there's definitely going to be multiple.
I like that they said that they're bringing back random encounters versus what they did in Let's Go, where you could just simply walk around Pokemon you didn't want to fight.
Let's Go was a lot of fun. But
Let's Go is fun, but I like that it's more of like being true to a core game versus...
You know, it made it repetitive. Made it weird. What do you think of the new... Are you? I mean, like, you don't have a Switch. I guess you're going to play it online, or you're going to have
it's
to buy you a Switch.
It's our Switch.
Yeah, okay.
You're married. It's yours. Yeah. It's ours now.
Oh, yeah, but if I'm the one playing Pokemon on it, then she doesn't get to until I'm done.
Happy wife, happy life. Remember that.
Listen, Will. I mean, yeah. I'm more so living for, right now, how the internet's been, like, blowing up around it. So, Scottish trainer memes are like just flooding my social media.
So who was the Scottish trainer? Was it the main character?
The main girl is Scottish.
The main girl is Scottish. Oh yeah, and they're making it. You've seen the memes and stuff too.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's every day I see a new one. I'm like, yes, I need more of this.
Oh, it's gonna keep going.
The only thing I'm kind of worried about is that with the last two generations of original Pokemon games, Black and White, X and Y. And what were the other ones? Sun and Moon. The new original Pokemon, if you will, that they brought in, their ideas have really kind of gotten stale.
Oh, you mean with the designs?
Yes, I'm really hoping that they can breathe some new, like, I don't want a garbage bag as a Pokemon anymore. I don't want a water bottle as a Pokemon.
Well, that's what you're getting.
I know. But
there's
a chandelier as a Pokemon.
Right. They're sitting in a room going, it used to be, what animal haven't we based something off of? Now it's just like, did we use that sneaker over there yet? Like, I want something that actually feels original,
like,
versus
what?
Well, the new starters look good.
Give them some ideas.
The new starters look okay.
Yeah, yeah.
The new starters are
The starters are always pretty solid.
Yeah, but they need to put that level of effort into the starters, into all new Pokemon.
Right.
Because they probably critique those starters to the pixel. They're probably like, this isn't right here. You need to change it.
Uh-huh.
It looks wrong.
Because they're going to make the most money off of that. That's merchandise.
But it's Pokemon. They should be making money. They're going to make money off all of
it. Yeah, they print money when a Pokemon game comes out. They just made it, you know.
Same.
Especially Pokemon Go, it's still printing money. That shit is still making millions of dollars a day. Mm-hmm. And I got off of it a while ago, but I just play my Marvel Strike Force right now.
All the time.
But I'm
while
excited.
We're at dinner.
Yeah. I auto play stuff. But I'm excited. I'm excited for the new Pokemon and to have it this year. I'm mad that Elias in our Fantasy League got those games. I totally forgot when it came time to draft games, but it is what it is. I'm excited about it. I will definitely play it. Hopefully it's not like an 80-hour game. But
why?
It looks cool. I don't know, because Pokemon can get a little repetitive. You walk in the grass. I mean, like, it's also nostalgia for us. But I think in the new world, it'll probably be all right. I'll probably be all right with an 80-hour game. I mean, like, 30 hours for story, maybe, and then 80 hours for leveling all your Pokemon to level 100 and beating the Indigo League and, like, doing all this stuff.
Yeah, right. Then you get your shiny charm, and then you gotta keep going.
Oh my god, I hate the shinies. I think shinies
certain
are
ones
stupid.
Certain ones are cool. Ones
I guess they're cool, but it's just like...
And then, why don't you add that little extra challenge and start IV training? Like a real trainer.
IV training?
Ooh.
He doesn't even know what IV training is.
No, I don't.
It's all based off of base stats.
Drip?
No. It's all, you have to catch Pokemon based off their base stats and train them that way.
Guys, I want to have a life.
Oh,
I
man.
I
Who
can't
needs
do
a
that.
Life when you've got Pokemon to play?
I don't know. There's Kingdom Hearts to play, too.
There
Listen,
is.
There unlike is. Both of y'all,
I finished it. Well, unlike you, we both play a lot of other games.
I have gaming ADD, that you know that.
We both,
too many video games.
I play Kingdom Hearts, Overwatch, then I'm on Anthem, and then I'm back
on
Red Dead.
I did my time.
You should stop playing Anthem, otherwise you're going to lose your PS4. You should really stop playing that game.
No.
It's bricking consoles. They have to refund people the game.
Ooh. You mean the console or the game?
The game is bricking the console. They have to. They're refunding people the game.
I've seen that.
Yeah,
I've seen
you should stop playing that game.
I mean, PS5 is next year, so I'm bound to get a new console.
Oh, anyway. Well, keep playing it when your PS4 bricks. Then tell me that. Oh, when's the PS5 coming? It's not coming out next year.
It is coming out next PS5 next year.
No.
Slap that.
Ooh, are you guys doing it?
Yes.
PS5
is next year.
Okay.
You think it's this year?
No, I think it's like 2 years away.
Oh no, it's next year. That's the third slap I'll have in your witness.
You still haven't used it, and I gave you permission to do it on our wedding day.
Yeah, I should have slapped you.
I was on edge the whole wedding.
Oh my god, I'm waiting for a specific thing to happen, and I'm gonna go visit them. And then I'm going to be like, congratulations. And I'm going to slap him right in the face. I think. We can't talk about it.
You're going to have to edit this out. Like, you can't. Like,
why? We didn't say, I didn't say anything.
It's pretty.
No.
Maybe.
Really not.
Maybe.
It's really not.
Now it's getting maybe. Awkward.
Yeah. Now, see. Now,
whatever.
See, now it has to be. Now you have to do it.
So all right. I'll take it out.
All right.
Pause it and then talk. Let's not.
Yeah.
I want some silence so I can cut it, you know, so it doesn't, like, bleed into each other. So, 1, 2. All right, we're good.
So, wrapping up with, finishing with, or staying on the course of Nintendo, we can talk about
Reggie.
Reggie is leaving Nintendo after 15 years.
Oh, yeah, he's not gone yet, is he?
No, April 15th? April 15th, yes, he's gone. And David Bowser will be taking over.
Bowser, yeah, and he will...
How?
Oh, I'm sorry, Doug Bowser.
Doug Bowser.
How good... Is that last
he probably name? Oh, he, good. There's a good chance he got hired on his namesake. Like, hi, I'm Doug know. Bowser.
Unless he changed it like mid-roll in Nintendo. I'm going to change my last name to Bowser.
Yeah. But no. Yeah. Reggie's gone. I mean, love him or hate him. A lot of people have just
I didn't split. Mind him. I think he was all right.
I always just felt, the one thing that will always stand out to me was when the Wii U was announced and they were like, they were tanking at E3 that year.
Oh, were they?
Oh, it was bad. It was like dead in the water. And then they go, there's a new Smash game coming out. And everybody went, oh, thank God. And then that's how Sakurai found out that they wanted another Smash game, was Reggie just saying it. And nobody at Nintendo was like, it's not even on the drawing board. It's not on the docket. Nothing.
I respect that on a certain level.
just like, the balls?
Yeah, no, being like, all right, this is not... doing so hot, let's just give them what they want. Yeah. Like,
at that point, you might as well be like, oh, you can play PS3 games on the Switch.
Dude, you hear the news? Wait.
Yeah. Oh, really? We can?
Well, did you hear the news that just came out like today? And the firmware update on PS4 just updated today.
Oh, that you can play it on your phone?
That you can play PS4 on your phone now.
Yeah, you have to download a third-party app.
What?
Yes. You can remote play on your phone, your PS4.
You could play Kingdom Hearts at work if you wanted to.
I will cry. I mean, my phone, like, no.
Yeah.
It's a new phone. You have an XR.
I understand you can do that, it. But I really shouldn't be playing video games at work.
Nah.
Should. But yes, you can do that. You can now do that with the help of an app. I forget what the app is called. But yeah. Yes, you can do that.
It's I'm curious. I'm going to try it because I like the remote play that I can do on my computer and plug the controller in and stuff like that with my laptop. But...
yeah, $12 gets your remote play on your iPhone.
Is it that much money?
$12, yes. It is $12. I was going to download it last night, and then I saw it was $12, and I was like, $12? No.
Ooh, that's a little bit much. I think it's probably just because of the functionality, because you need to, like, they needed to program the joysticks. And
I'm not too big on, using joysticks on a touchpad. I don't like that.
But
it's a cool concept that I can play Kingdom Hearts 3 wherever I want.
I feel like it would be super broken, though, on a phone.
Probably.
I don't know. I mean, like, I wouldn't play Overwatch on there. I wouldn't play any type of competitive thing. But, like, if I wanted to play Red Dead or log in, I mean, I probably wouldn't do that either. Because Red Dead takes, like, 10 years to play and get to a specific location. But
they make controllers for smartphones. There's probably some they kind
do.
Of a patch
they do.
Something.
Oh, they definitely probably do. Bluetooth controllers. Right, exactly. They have to. I should pick one of those up, actually. Yeah. I should try that out. But, we'll see. I mean, like, the present, he's gone. Back to Fizume before we move on.
Yeah.
I liked them. That was cool. I liked the. Did you watch the recent Game Awards?
I'm not sure when they were all up there.
No.
It was cool. And,
the guys from PlayStation and Sony and Microsoft. Yeah.
Yeah, I do not know their names either, so don't worry.
I forget.
I barely care. You just should give me good games. I should. I should care.
But we, and then we can and then the yep. Xbox Game Pass coming to the Switch.
Yeah, I don't even know what to think about that.
Yeah, that's it. Kind of makes me feel that maybe it's kind of like the is it? I don't want to say it's like the swan song for the Xbox, but you're giving your first party titles to a direct rival company to play on their hardware.
Well, it's like it would be like Netflix. So they you still need to pay monthly for the subscription service when you have it on there. So you're still paying Microsoft, and it's almost like emulating the games on Switch. So Xbox Game Pass, yeah, it's essentially like Netflix. You pay $5-$10. I don't know how much it is. I don't subscribe to Xbox Game Pass. Mm-hmm. I might when the new Halo Infinite comes out, but also I have a PC. I can just play Windows.
But I'm just saying that there you don't need to buy an Xbox anymore.
Yeah.
Like that's why I'm kind of thinking that maybe this is Microsoft bowing out now.
I don't think so, because they just announced a new console this year, coming out now. Not next gen.
Is it same gonna be gen. Next year or the year
after? No. Sorry. It's gonna be like next month.
Oh, is there having another Xbox One coming out?
It's the dickless Xbox
One. Oh, the dickless.
So by dickless, I mean diskless.
Yes.
So who knows? It might be the size of an Apple 4K TV.
Well, remember what the last Nintendo Wii was about. It was about the size of like your tissue box there.
It's a last ditch effort to get more money out of the Xbox brand, out of the Xbox console before next gen. I think.
I don't know. I see what you're saying. I think that I don't understand why would you do that? Why would you give?
I don't know.
Why would you give a direct rival? I mean, they didn't give it to Sony. They gave it to Nintendo.
Well, the but Switch Nintendo is having fire right is now.
Exactly. It's red hot, and that could be why, because they're gonna sell subscriptions that way. Fine, but I don't need to buy an Xbox.
And that's more money.
Do you think that might be something that eventually a lot of other different gaming companies might go towards, like being like this, like Netflix life of being like?
I mean, I would love that, because I would love to play Fable. I mean, it's the only Xbox title that I want to play. I don't care for Halo. Games. I don't care for Gears of War. But
Cuphead.
Cuphead. That is definitely something that was coming.
I would play that on Switch immediately.
It's what I do like about that's what I do like about consoles, is that there's the exclusives. Like I like that with PlayStation I get God of War, I get The Last of Us, I get all that good stuff. And I think that's, you know, that breeds loyalty to your brand. Mm. That you want, like, oh, I'm
for first parties to be able to play on that console.
If I wanna play Mario, I get it. You know, I don't get a PlayStation to play Mario. I get a Switch.
Yeah, but not everyone's fortunate enough to be able to afford multiple consoles.
That's fair. That's fair. Mm. And maybe that's
something. So I feel like that's like a really nice thing for certain people to be like, cool, I have this one console that like I can now play the games that I've always wanted to play.
Yeah.
On my system.
I definitely think it's a great idea.
There's a market for it. Yeah. Definitely, oh, absolutely. I think, and they're gonna capitalize. I think.
Yeah, Raina hit it on the head that not everybody can buy four systems. Yeah, that's it. That we, you know, there's three major systems, and then you have PC, and then you have, you know, the
VR.
Yeah,
whatever else you want to do.
Nobody can afford all that. But now I can get a Switch and play Xbox games. That's great. I think that's a great step for the future in terms of what we have.
Not sure what it means for Xbox, but.
I think
great for the consumer.
I think the Xbox actually knows what it's doing, and that's only because of E3 last year and it announcing so many different exclusives and announcing them acquiring so many different first-party developers. So they're trying to make it about the games, but they're also, you know, a business.
Yeah.
So I think that they're definitely trying to get every last, you know, drop out of whatever they can sell.
Right.
But as we, I guess, I guess we don't really need to talk about Capcom right now. Oh yeah, they're coming to Switch. We can end the podcast with some of the Disney news coming out for Disney Plus. Disney Parks are opening soon. Did you get the news about that?
The Star Wars Land?
The Star Wars Land.
Yeah, I've heard there's like the Millennium Falcon ride has over 200 controls on it.
I'm gonna cry. Oh yeah,
you can go into the cockpit.
And there's some vendor there that everybody is raving. The people that have actually got to go in there, there's a vendor there that sells anything, any kind of, I don't know if it's memorabilia. Oh, you can definitely get like the milk that Luke Dragon episode 8.
And the blue milk. You can get the blue and the green milk.
Yeah. But like everybody was raving about that. And just the general consensus of I don't want to leave because it's like you're walking into that's it. I'm on, you know, in theory, like I'm on.
We're going Tatooine. And we're going to live there.
I don't know. I don't know how.
You'll
anyone,
never be back on this podcast. Right? We'll live there.
I don't know how anyone could even go into that whole area without being in full cosplay. I would need to walk
well,
in.
I've got my Rey cosplay.
You do.
Jedi robes.
Oh,
you
yeah.
Got
your Poe.
Oh, yeah.
We can do this.
Yo, I'm not walking around Florida.
We're planning on going in January.
It's still hot in Florida in January.
I can be.
Yeah, it's like 70 degrees in January.
The Poe jacket I have is hot. It's like real leather. But
like hot
I'll commit.
Or like...
Both.
Well, get a jumpsuit then. Be like Poe in episode 8. Get
I would love that.
There you go.
I guess let's start getting our cosplay together. I would love to go. But other than that, the Disney Park California will be open in April.
Mm-hmm.
And then August 29th will be in Florida. And
yeah.
I'm excited to check that out. But... let's talk about Disney Plus. Disney Plus is coming out this year. It's a direct competitor to Netflix
and Hulu.
And Hulu.
It will give you have the entire Disney catalog readily available.
Mm-hmm. And when is Disney's you know when the Disney contract with Netflix ends? Isn't that soon? Isn't that like now?
It's coming to an end. I know that the last Marvel movie was put on there. That Ant-Man and the Wasp is the last Marvel movie.
Oh, was it?
Yes. But also, I do know that Disney is trying to buy. When they bought Fox, they bought Fox's stake in Hulu, and became the majority holder. But they're looking to buy more of Hulu.
The mouse owns
really?
Too many things. He's too strong.
Yeah, and they're looking to buy even more out of Hulu.
I mean, like, I'm not mad at it though, because they're still creating good stuff.
Yeah.
They're still doing great things.
Yeah, but I feel like I'm going to blink and one day like wake up and everything's owned by Disney.
Well, it's either going to be Disney or
when
Google.
Disney buys Apple, then we can get worried.
That's when you have to worry.
Then we'll all be very
then
worried.
Then that's the Thanos moment where he's about to snap his fingers.
No, that's when we start buying like Cyberpunk 2077 body mods from Disney. Get the mouse tattooed on our arms, and that's how we're going to have to pay for currency.
Yes.
With Disney.
But who knows, maybe we can go into like a Ready Player One lifestyle if the mouse owns
everything.
No,
please, that's not. The whole point of Ready Player One was to not live that lifestyle.
Teach his own, but I want to.
I want to live in a virtual reality.
Yeah, right.
I want to.
Well, the Disney streaming services will include, you know, Captain Marvel, Frozen 2, Toy Story 4, Star Wars, Jon Favreau's Lion King. It'll have exclusive streaming availability, like all those titles will exclusively be streamed on that.
There's the Loki and Scarlet Witch series, which is coming, which will feature Tom Hiddleston will be reviving Loki.
And, yay! The best Loki.
And
he is Loki.
Yeah, he is.
Loki'd.
Yeah, Loki'd. I don't know. I'm excited, and you heard that there also all the television series that will be airing on Disney Plus are directly tied into MCU. They're not going to be like Punisher, not going to be like Daredevil. They're not going to be one-offs or spinoffs. They're not going to mention the Avengers. They are in the MCU.
Yes.
Which I'm pretty.
So every single thing will be canon going forward.
Correct.
All of it. Yeah.
Yes.
And I'm here for that. I like continuity.
Yeah.
Sometimes it gets a little confusing when you have like two or three of the same character being redone.
Yeah. Well, there's also certain characters that can't make it as a standalone film. Like they're not strong enough to be
like who?
To, like you can't.
I guess Falcon.
Falcon or like a character like Moon Knight would need his own TV show.
Yeah.
They're never gonna do Moon Knight though.
Give it 5 years and there's I'll slap at you. 5 years.
No,
don't take that.
No,
don't
do
that
it because because it's such an adult themed thing that if they do it, they'd put it on Hulu. Like they might do it if they put it on Hulu.
That's fair.
If they take it off the Disney streaming service.
But I'm just saying, like there are, but like I'm saying, there is definitely characters that need something like a TV show. Like instead of giving you an hour and a half, to explain your character, because you know there's pivotal moments in each, like you know, in Iron Man and Captain America, that. You can capture in a movie and then pick a villain and you're good to go. And
yeah.
Just that was the formula. But there's other characters that need to have their pasts fleshed out, their presence fleshed out, and what they're going to do, their training, all that stuff. They need to have that fleshed out so you can actually feel for the character. So
rather than putting a bunch of people in one room and being like, one of them gets a backstory and everyone else gets like a half-ass.
You're going to appear in their second film for about 10 minutes.
And then that'll be your backstory.
Yes.
Cool, cool. See you in the next one.
Yes.
I mean, also the problem with continuity, or the major continuity with all of what's going on and what will be going on with Disney Plus, is that there's already 10 years of continuity.
Right.
And then they're going to put TV shows in it. And the main problem with that is, I guess you're going to have to cater creating your shows and movies not just to the people who've been watching for all these years, but to new people that may just want to jump in.
Right.
And that's going to be hard with all that continuity to make it so readily accessible for people who just want to watch the Loki series.
So what you think is going to be all origin stories to try and make it more accessible?
No, they can't.
Because I'd be really bored.
All these can't. No. Well, no, Scarlet Witch, not Scarlet Witch, Black Widow is going to have her own movie origin story. And I don't think it's going to be rated R. I think all that stuff is kind of all rumor, the Black Widow stuff.
I think it's rated R.
Discovered. I don't think so. No, I don't think any of the MCU direct is ever going to be rated R. I think Disney wants to stay because they want that on the streaming service.
Oh, you mean
service.
The Red Sparrow movie that came? No, I'm kidding.
Yeah, the Red Sparrow
kidding.
Movie.
I'm really kidding. Ugh. That was so good.
I never even watched it. But there's going to be more stuff on the Disney streaming service. All of Star Wars, Jon Favreau is making The Mandalorian.
Yes.
I'm not sure. Do we have lead actors of Favreau's Mandalorian?
I saw something. I did see a picture of a set of the Mandalorian armor, and it looks fantastic.
Mm.
It's Jon Favreau. I love him.
So yeah.
I can't wait to see what he does with it.
The service has no real official launch date, but it'll be out sometime late this year.
Sometime.
It'll get my
money.
We
don't even have pricing on it. Hopefully it's under $15 a month.
They're literally...
Maybe you could pay for that so that I can mooch off somebody for a change.
Yeah,
you can
have mine.
Like, how much is too much, do you think, for this type of service?
$20 is too much.
Way too much. No, but Netflix. Disney has already said that no matter what, the service is going to try to be directly competitive with Netflix and will be less than Netflix.
Netflix is, I think I pay
no matter what,
like 14 a month.
Yeah, but we have the 4K version of Netflix.
So you pay even more than I do. I just have the, because so many people steal mine, so I had to buy more user space.
Oh.
Yeah.
If anyone has another Netflix account, I'm
kidding. Anybody listening here, stop using my Netflix account. Stop giving my password away, please.
No, stop making it 1234.
All of us.
Will's password is.
Stop making Will's password. Will has a big dick. Like, that's not a good password. But I guess we can end with what thoughts on some of the stuff that we're playing. Anything else that we're gonna get to next? In the next episode, it's gonna be a shit show of a drunk cast. We're gonna try to get as many topics as we can in a week, but it's just gonna be us shooting the shit with a lot of friends talking nerdy shit.
Yes. Still playing Destiny, still playing.
Oh yeah, you're still playing Destiny.
Still playing Destiny, still playing Kingdom Hearts.
Yeah, let's get Raina's thoughts on Kingdom Hearts. Non-spoiler thoughts.
All right.
Let's non-spoiler thought and give you a platform.
So here's the main thing, and why I think that you're having so much issues, Dave, with playing this. It's not Kingdom Hearts, like, with, like, a standalone title. It's Kingdom Hearts 3. That means that there are two Kingdom Hearts prior to this. And so I think that you're struggling with understanding the storyline and getting really engaged by it. Meanwhile, someone that's, like, watched a lot of Kingdom, like, done a lot of Kingdom Hearts, I'm getting a lot of things answered for me. I'm getting a lot of things tied together. And so overall, that aspect is really enjoyable, and besides just enjoying the worlds that's happening, I'm also enjoying the fact that, like, I'm finally getting some, like, loose ends fixed.
But aren't a lot of the characters new?
What? No.
No, they're all old characters.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
To you, they're new.
Yeah.
To me.
Yeah, I think that is my main problem, is that I'm in it for the Disney aspect of it, but when it goes into the actual plot of Sora and the other characters, I get it because I've watched you play a bunch of Kingdom Hearts.
And cry.
But I don't get it. Like, I've played them myself.
I think that after waiting 10 years to finally be able to play this game and be like, everything's going to be great, overall was really enthused playing the game. I enjoyed certain aspects of the gameplay itself. I love the worlds, just like how massive and expansive they were to like actually, I know that like, even though Tangled and Frozen, like they're kind of like more movie based, the worlds and landscapes themselves were great to kind of explore.
They do feel a bit empty though, I think.
Empty?
Yeah, I mean like in
you're the, empty.
In the Hercules, in the Hercules one, there's a, like a villager here, a villager there, a villager there.
You and go the back.
And the Tangled
you
one.
You go back
and
there.
And the Tangled one. Hey, excuse me. You have to let people talk. And the Tangled one, it's just you're walking through forests and then enemies appear. But there's, I mean, like I guess the forest. How many actual people are gonna be in a forest?
Right.
But I also haven't gone past the Tangled world. I've beaten all the Toy Story world. Toy Story was fun. Combat, you're right, is very enjoyable, yes. Albeit repetitive.
Yes.
What about you? What do you think? Because you've played. Where are you at in that game?
I'm in Tangled as well.
You're in Tangled as well. Oh, yep. Cool.
I don't like they got rid of the drives for the Disney rides. I don't like that at all.
The drives for the Disney rides.
Yeah, that instead of having like dry forms, you get to ride the teacups and ride this pirate ship and.
Oh.
It's just product placement for Disney.
No.
That's wow. How I felt about
it. It's product placement?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's teacups and you've been to Disney.
The whole thing is product placement for Disney. How can you say that?
By taking out an original idea and cramming more mouse into it.
I guess.
Mouse is strong.
Very strong. He's in the damn game. We know he's strong.
Except for like...
Guys. Is he behind us?
He actually is in popcorn form.
Oh god, he is. Yes. That's fair. He is right there.
There's two of them.
Oh look, there he is in his Kingdom Hearts garb. Look at that.
Yeah, I've got my entire Kingdom Hearts level.
Yeah,
popped.
All pops are behind us.
I think that I put a lot of hype into the game, and I did enjoy it, but I did feel very empty at the end. And I haven't been able to kind of shake that off.
And it's just because it's done, just because it's final, you think?
I'm not allowed to say spoilers, right?
Okay.
Yeah. Yes. Mm-hmm. Why would you ask her that?
I can't.
Does Sora die?
Do you want to know the truth?
Did you know that the whole reason that Mickey only had like a couple lines in the first game is because he was only allowed to like say five words, mm-hmm. and that's why he was missing the whole time because they didn't give him the rights to say any more than like five words.
Yeah.
Now the mouse is stronger.
Yeah, now the mouse can talk. The mouse has money. But next time we're gonna be Patty's Day, I guess. Day. We're gonna talk about video games, movies, whatever else is new coming out.
That'll be fun.
I'm sure there's gonna be some new stuff. We're gonna talk about all that stuff. And we're gonna have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 people here.
It's gonna be fun.
It's gonna be loud.
I feel like it's gonna be rowdy.
It's gonna be a little rowdy.
Yeah. Forgive us for talking over each other. That's gonna be the hardest part, is to just not just All right, well, that's enough. But thanks. Thank you for listening. That was the episode. Please feel free to follow us at No It's a Podcast on Facebook, Instagram. Please leave reviews wherever you're listening, because I have no idea how it works. I assume it helps reviews. If you like what we're doing here, feel free to tell us about it on Facebook. If you want us to talk about any particular subject, we're listening. We're here. We love you.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah.
Because I do live here.
Yeah, you do live here. Well, I'm sure you'll be on the next one.
I don't. I don't live here.
Periodically be.
That would be weird.
We'll get back in the closet.
Why does he always have to live in the closet?
I don't know. But yeah, well,
To be fair, it's a big closet.
To be fair. Yeah.
To be fair.
To be fair. That was for you guys.
To be fair.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Until next time.
Pitter patter.
Pitter patter. Let's get at her.